Hachette Audio presents A Place for Everything, The Curious History of Alphabetical Order, written by Judith Flanders, read by Julia Winwood. The aspects of things that are most important for us are hidden because of their simplicity and familiarity. We fail to be struck by what, once seen, is most striking and most powerful. Ludwig Wittgenstein, Philosophical Investigations, paragraph 129. In memory of my grandmother, Doris K. Morrison, who loved a good tidy up. Preface. Writing, from its earliest days, has been thought of as a gift from the gods. In Egypt, it was given to humanity by Thoth, the god of culture. In Babylonia, by Nebo, the god of destiny. In Sumeria, it was bestowed by Nabu, the scribe of the gods. The Greeks sometimes thought writing was granted to mankind by Hermes, the messenger of the gods. At other times, they reported that it was given by Zeus to the muses. Odin bestowed the gift in Norse legend. In India, the elephant-headed god Ganesh used one of his tusks as a pen, while the Mayan Itzumna, a creator god, first named the objects in the world and then gave humans the ability to write those names down. The Jews were taught that God had handed the skill to the world through his intermediary, Moses. In the Quran, Allah is he who taught the pen. As late as the 15th century, Hangul, the newly created script of Korea, was said to have been produced by the revelation of heaven to the mind of the sage king. How writing came to be, it appears, is a question that has been explored for almost as long as writing itself. And therefore, what writing does, it enables us to read, to gather information, and to pass that information on, seems so obvious that we barely consider the magnitude of this ability. Yet reading and writing and what we do with those things are not obvious at all. As we will see, the world broadly divides into two types of writing systems, alphabetic and syllabic, and ideographically based methods. The alphabet, as far as we can tell, was written from its very earliest days in a set order. Why, we don't know, although ease of memorization seems possible, even likely. Non-alphabetic writing systems, by contrast, were organized in a variety of ways: by sound, by meaning, by written structure or shape. To readers and writers of an alphabetic language such as English, the assumption I just made, that the elements that make up a writing system, the characters, must be ordered, must be sorted or organized in some way, is automatic and unquestioned. Equally, it has become automatic to assume that once our writing systems evolved, writing was used to give permanence to thoughts and ideas, and then that methods were devised to enable us to return to those thoughts and ideas, whether ours or someone else's. For writing is a powerful tool, not merely a tool that permits person A to notify person B that such and such occurred, or will occur, or some other piece of information, but a tool that enables person B to be notified of these occurrences centuries after person A has died. Writing is powerful because it transcends time and because it creates an artificial memory or store of knowledge, a memory that can be located physically, be it on clay tablets, on walls, on stone, on bronze, papyrus, parchment, or paper. And for centuries, that is how it was used. Words were written and stored. We can guess from what has survived that it was expected that these items would be referred back to. But how and why did we learn this art or science of reference, of looking things up? How did we learn to find what we needed when we needed it in the mass of written words that have surrounded us daily for a millennium and more?